For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Terry Nelson spent 32 years working for the U.S. government as a border, customs, and air interdiction officer. He retired as a GS-14, the equivalent of a bird colonel.
Fall elections are only 2 months away, so look for more announcements of large drug arrests that culminate the proverbial two-year investigation. More picture taken with the drugs, money, and the prosecutors grandstanding and telling the public what great work they have been doing. We've been subjected to these press conferences for the past 30 years, and if the policy does not change, we will have another 30 years of them. I will share with you the latest news from the DEA's website. Last week, another of the Arellano Felix brothers was arrested. What are the odds that this will break the back of the Tijuana cartel? Not nearly as good as the odds that there will be a new round of killings until a new hierarchy is established. Or even worse, a rival cartel attempts to move in, and then Baja California can be more like Nuevo Laredo. According to DEA in Sacramento, agents also seized more than 6,000 marijuana plants from 7 Elk Grove homes last night. The seizures bring the total to 14 indoor marijuana grows and 10,000 marijuana plants that have been seized from Elk Grove area homes this month. The seizure of this many indoor grows in such a short period of time and with this level of sophistication is unprecedented, said the DEA spokesman. Over 35 law enforcement officers from the Elk Grove Police Department and the DEA served federal warrants at 7 single-family Elk Grove residents last night, resulting in the seizure of 7 indoor grows and 6,120 marijuana plants. And based upon the indoor grow and the 10,000 plants seized thus far in this investigation, it's estimated these growing operations would have produced approximately 10,000 pounds of marijuana on an annual basis. The street value of 10,000 pounds is approximately $40 million, according to the DEA. Notice how each bust is larger than the last, or unprecedented. Does this look like progress to you? That only leaves about 10,000 more to go if no other operations start to replace the ones busted. What do you think the odds are on that happening? Anyone that wants to concede this is a never-ending effort and a useless drain on our police resources. The police resources would be better utilized to work on crimes which have victims. The money wasted because of this failed policy could be better spent on more productive solutions to the drug problem. Drugs are too dangerous to be left in the hands of criminals. What is the solution? Legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs. The criminal gangs must be removed from the distribution chain, and then the associated violence will also stop. Then we can educate instead of incarcerate and deal with the drug problem. It's time for a change. Together, let's find a solution for our future. This is Terry Nelson on behalf of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, at www.leap.cc, signing off.
Please get on board the LEAP train, LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.